Actress Rosanna Arquette compares Republicans to the Taliban. They are terrorists who support destroying democracy. By Hannah Blow on August 16, 2021. Actress Rosanna Arquette compared Republicans to the Taliban who violently toppled the U.S.-backed government in Afghanistan, asserting that the GOP is also comprised of terrorists who support destroying democracy and predicting that they will continue to terrorize America. The Taliban extremists are here in America just with a different name, the desperately seeking Susan Starr began. The GOP right-wing extremists who support destroying democracy are the terrorists in America and will continue to terrorize America until they are stopped and pay for their crimes against Americans, Jan 6th. That was not Arquette's only comparison, either. I'm for supporting women and girls all over the world who are suffering under fascist regimes. It's horrific what is happening in Afghanistan today and many other countries in the world, including the USA. If we don't wake up and protect our democracy from evil, we are doomed, Rosanna Arquette warned on Sunday, continuing her comparisons Monday morning. The Jan 6th terrorist attack on our capital to overturn the election was the American version of the Taliban taking over, the Pulp Fiction actress asserted, adding, and Russia's support was there to wake up. She also tweeted the hashtag Taliban Trump. Notably, under Trump's administration, the White House negotiated with the Taliban to leave the country by May 1, 2021. In exchange for the Taliban agreeing not to attack U.S. troops and agreeing to cut ties to international terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda, as Breitbart News detailed. Biden, however, nixed the original deal in April, triggering a series of attacks. The left-wing actress's social media diatribes followed the Taliban's takeover of country, forcing Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to flee as allies fume at President Biden for his failure to defend the country. Biden is reportedly cutting his vacation short and is expected to deliver remarks at 3:45 p.m. Eastern.